This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ozzie Guillen. I'm the captain of the boat.
Former White Sox manager.
I mean, I don't know how much payment I was.
Can I go to watch the All-Star game? Hell no.
Talking the latest around Major League Baseball. Ozzie Guillen.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Ozzie Guillen, manager of a champion, works with NBC Sports Chicago. And, of course, you hear him on our show. He joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, Ozzie.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Great morning. I'm here in all the way, I don't know, Cancun. I know in Mexico somewhere.
you're with the White Sox, right? It's a White Sox event?
Yeah, it's a White Sox. We have a few fans here in the beautiful hotel. They have a great time. They know they pick the right time to leave Chicago. But it's fun. You know what I mean? Harold Payne, myself, a few guys, McCann and Caesar here. Has been fun so far. I've just been babysitting best I can.
Just rub it in, Ozzie. Jeez. It's 10 degrees here in Chicago. It's freezing.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Let's get your reaction. We'll start with Hawk Harrelson. I want to talk about the team, but what was your reaction to Hawk winning the Ford C. Frick Award and going into the Hall of Fame for his broadcasting?
Amazing, amazing. Great guy. We all, you are a White Sox fan. I think this guy is an icon in our organization. You know, this guy goes a long way. You talk about White Sox, you had to talk about Hawk. There's no doubt about it. I'd say that day in and day out. This guy is hard. And you talk about who is the more famous or more popular guy with the White Sox organization. Most of the fans say Hawk because they grow up with them. You know, my kids grow up with them. My kids, they can make any line he makes. He's playing on the game. And he was outstanding, man. I think it's a well-deserved praise. He's a baseball man. Believe me, I was here, Junior told me the great news. I sent him a text. Great for his family. Great for his family. It's not an easy job to do. Especially, you know, Hawk went through bad teams. You know what I mean? Very bad teams. And it's not easy to do play-by-play when you have to support a Hawk. And sometimes I get upset at him because he was more a fan. He loved the fans. And sometimes when he says stuff like, you know, we'll be okay when we go, I don't like that. But, you know what I mean, it's amazing. I'm very happy and very proud. I grew up watching, you know, I grew up with him.
Yeah.
All my career, you know, in the airplanes, hotels, everywhere. You know what I mean, support me very well as a player, support me as a manager. You know what I mean, I feel very proud. You know, I thought I feel proud of Benzie, but listening to this and I know Hawk, how important that thing for Hawk and family and the White Sox organization.
Ozzie, whether it was as a player or as a manager, you know, Hawk was very positive, but did you ever confront him about anything he said that rubbed you the wrong way?
No, not really at all. You know, you're not going to say a good thing about me when we play poorly. You know what I mean? I understand that. And, you know what I mean? He supported me in the bad time. You know what I mean? I remember being in Toronto, we played like crap. We played very bad. And after the game, he said, I need to talk to you. Wrong day, because I was sitting there. My wife said, who are you talking to, Hawk? I spent hours and hours talking to him about the World Cup and the team. He always behind me. He's always supporting me, and I appreciate that. He's a player. You know what I mean? You're going to have a bad pace, but you can get second-guessing more as a manager. But to me, Hawk was great.
When you think of him, what call do you remember most, Ozzie? I mean, is it the World Series? I mean, what comes to mind when you think of Hawk making a call?
What they want I love the most you know, obviously you can put in the board, yes.
Yeah.
The little hurt, big hurt. But I said, you know what I like when you say, number 13, I'm going to put up with that. And you know what's the best? When Hulk, he just get upset and don't see anything, he just sit there and pause for 1 minute. And only say, we'll be back.
A lot of dead air.
That was funny, like he was so upset. And you know, I mean, same thing with when you go Joe West, and you know, I mean, he just been great. He was great for baseball, man. He was great.
So Ozzie, let's look at this year's team and what's ahead for the White Sox in 2020 and how active they have been in this offseason already. They signed Grandal. They make a trade this week for Nomar Mazara. They get a big, young, strong left-handed hitter, 24 years old, 6'4", 215. But he did not have a great – if he was that great, the Rangers probably would have wanted to keep him. What do you think of the Sox move so far and what's left for them to do?
Well, you know, I think the left thing to do is find a pretty couple of legit pitchers. I'm not talking about Coles. I'm talking about guys in the middle line can help the young talents to go after. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't like – you know, the thing is about it, you know, when we broke, you know, we're media, or we're fans, we expect for the more expensive guy, you know, we expect for the best for the club. And some people agree, some people disagree about that, but I like Mazara. I think this kid do numbers against right-handed hit is amazing. We need that. We need a lefty, you know, in the bullpen, in the lineup with good numbers. I think he did. And, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, this guy is young. I love his defense. I love his defense. I think that's why the White Sox need the most. It's the defense, and I love his defense. Hopefully everything come out right for him to help the White Sox to get what they want to get. And I think so far he's so good. I'm still waiting for a picture with your lead on the rest of the guys. Hopefully they can help them, but we need to get a, you know, I don't think we need to spend $700 million to make the fans happy. Then we go there, and they have to go there and find the guy he thinks is the best for a crop with a good money.
It's been extraordinary, Ozzie, each of the last 3 days seeing someone sign for around $250 million. I mean, my God, I know how good these players are and how great the pitchers are and Anthony Rendon, but it's just a shocking amount of money.
Well, they spend it because they have it.
Yeah.
They don't have it. They're not spending. And then, you know what I mean? I think Giancarlo Stanton signed the contract. I think everybody went like, you know why this guy make that kind of money? What I should make it. And the money's out there. They spend the money. There's one thing I worry about. They give the money to a couple guys, the rest of the guys. You in or you out, you know what I mean? And that's one thing baseball, you have to be careful about it with the player association. Say, you know what I mean? They're going to say, oh, you guys will spend the money. I say, yes, we do. Because they are spending money, but it's only a few guys. It's not that they're not spread the money around. You mean, it's just, but it's amazing how much money they're making. That's, you know, that's a great gratitude because this game's not easy. But in meanwhile, you know what I mean? I'm like, wow. I was playing golf with her a couple of days ago. And I told her, I said, man, we're playing the wrong era. You're playing the wrong era. Well, I might not be playing baseball if nobody care about defense anymore. And be a punch and judy. You have to be a strong, you know, home run hitter, different type of baseball game. But, you know what I mean? When I see this kid Rendon sign for that much money, I'm like, wow, this is great for baseball because they're not going to say they don't have money. They do have money.
So, Ozzie, you're in Mexico with a bunch of Sox fans and a group that includes James McCann. Now, when Sox signed Yasmani Grandal, they let him know what was coming. He was an all-star catcher last year. Now they have two catchers. He's going to be in a reduced role. Maybe play some designated hitter, but it will be reduced no matter what the situation is. What has he said about the situation, and what do you think about the – it's a nice problem to have for Rick Renteria.
Well, I was the only one asking that question here. We have a little question-answer segment, you know, and we said that I'm the only one asking. And say, did the White Sox talk to you before they signed? I said, yeah, they talked to me a few minutes, you know, like 10 minutes before everything will happen. I said, how they handle it? He said, you know what I mean, I'm professional. I'm available. And I think he admitted, he got, you know me, and the second half of the season, he was kind of catching every day. He never do that in a little while. I think that will help the White Sox, you know me, line up day in and day out. Because when you have a backup guy like McCann, one of the best kids, you know, he won't make the All-Star team last year. You feel pretty comfortable about it. You're not afraid to right-hand in the lineup. He's a good, to me, great defensive catcher. I don't know about Grandal. I never see him play behind. I never see him behind the plate that often. But I talk about, you know, lineup got better. And one thing about the White Sox had to improve, he had to be in defense. And pitching had to be better and stay healthy. You know what I mean? To have a winning season is a long, long product and a long, long way to go. Hopefully everything clicked for them. And hopefully we get what we're going to get. But, you know, like I said, fans a little upset about we don't sign that guy, we don't sign this guy. How are we going to make it play for that guy? Well, I think right now I'm very happy. And I say last year I was against signing Machado. People was calling me names. But I say, you know, you spend the money in one place, then you don't have money for the rest of the guys. But I think right now, little by little, they're doing a good job. But, like I say, I'm still waiting for one or two more pitchers.
Right.
And out of the, you know, hopefully they have somebody on the list to we can compete.
How you know? I think one of the ideas a year ago it was a disaster when you tried the friends and family plan. But this year they go out and they get a catcher, and you know, I know McCann is there with you, but Yasmani Grandal is one of the best defensive catchers, framers in the game, and the idea was that he would help convince some pitchers to come to the White Sox, and obviously that hasn't happened yet. But how important is that for a pitcher? Money obviously speaks loudest, but does it help to have a guy you can trust and understand will help make you better?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I think one of the most important position besides pitching is the guy behind the plate. But like I say, frame is overrated, guys. Whoever come up with that phrase, they know the song, Tony Peña is the best catcher in the history of the game. You know, when you're a good framer, it's just because you got good pitching staff. Okay? You're always a good framer when you got Burley on the mound, Maddox on the mound. You're not a good framer when you have Jose Contreras throwing balls all over the place. And I think that's a way overrated. I'm against that. You know, but I think this kid's going to bring a good stuff for the ball club. And you know, he speaks Spanish and with the rest of the guys, and I think it's good. Now, don't get too crazy about Grandal now. You know, I mean, obviously, we signed Grandal. I say, oh my God, let's take the trophy out. No, I think this guy is a good, important puzzle, important guy in the lineup, and you know, hopefully that helps. You know, that helps a lot when you have two guys in behind the plate. You can count with them day in and day out for the rest of the season.
So, Ozzy, when you're talking to Sox fans, are you telling them that next season this is a team that's going to contend for a playoff spot?
Nope. Sorry. I'm working for them. I work for the White Sox. I got to do, but my job is just to look around the game, and I want to them, yes. I wish them they can be, yes. But when I said it last year, I said to you guys last year, 2020 is too soon. 2020 is too soon because we got guys we don't know they can play or not. Robert. We know the guys going to come out and be healthy to, you know, Carpenter and all those guys to help us. It's not easy to be 20 games on the 500 or the sun. We got to win. Did that happen? Yes. Did they have the talent to do it? I think so. But we have a lot of plays to got to improve the game. We got to play better defense. I think everybody have another year under the belt, and I think they're going to be better players. Yes, no doubt about it. But everything got to click day in and day out.
Ozzy, you got any friends like Freddie you can bring in? That would help.
Yeah, you know, besides that, you don't know. You never know. Sometimes, you know, people, you know, like I say, when they sign the kids, they say, I go to sign with Philadelphia. Willie, I think is the name, because my wife is from Philadelphia.
Yep.
I wish I could make that choice, you know, because the day I want to stay with the White Sox because my kids went to school there, that's the day they let me go. And I said, well, I wish I had that choice. And, you know, unfortunately, it picked up, but sometimes fans and media, we shooting for the moon. And when we know how that, we get upset, we be sad, we get disappointing, we be negative. And I think the White Sox so far have been doing, I think the only mistake they make, to me personal, when they say 2020 is going to be the year, because you know, baseball is hard to do that.
Right.
It's hard to say 2020 or 2021. I think we're in the right place, the right position. We move on, we move forward. Hopefully, pretty soon, we make the fans be very proud of what they are.
Great stuff, Ozzy. Always a joy to talk to you. Enjoy
right,
the weather.
Guys. Thanks,
right,
Ozzy. Have fun.
Take care. That's Ozzy Guillen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.